The head of South Korea's financial watchdog says the slumping property market may lead to defaults on project financing loans. Lee Bok-hyun told Bloomberg exclusively that authorities have amassed and assessed some 5,000 projects relying on these loans and are ready to act swiftly. He says measures have been put in place to cope following an unexpected credit crunch last year triggered by a developer's default.
After experiencing that incident, myself and my colleague, including Finance Minister, Head of Bank of Korea, and FSC, we are quite certain we sort of vaccinated.
U.S. prosecutors have filed a new charge against Sam Bankman-Fried, accusing him of bribing Chinese officials to unfreeze accounts at Alameda Research. It's alleged the FTX co-founder authorized a $40 million payment in 2021, seeking to regain access to the assets. Bankman-Fried has already pleaded not guilty to several fraud charges. He's accused of funneling billions of dollars from FTX to Alameda for personal expenses. French banks, including BNP Paribas and Société Générale, face collective fines of more than $1.1 billion as part of investigations into tax fraud and money laundering. It follows raids carried out in December relating to a dividend arbitrage strategy where shareholders transferred stock for a short period to investors based abroad to avoid a dividend tax. HSBC, Natixis and BNP's Exane are also part of the investigation. Bloomberg sources say Jamie Dimon will be deposed over his bank's decision to retain the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein as a client. A date for the sworn testimony has not yet been set, though a judge has ordered all related depositions to be completed by the end of May. JP Morgan's lawyers had previously fought efforts to have Dimon deposed, arguing he had no involvement in decisions about Epstein's accounts. Global News, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Vonnie Quinn, and this is Bloomberg.